Hey everyone, it's Jeff from MCS Mag, and let me ask you, do you know a fellow gun owner who you're really struggling to buy for this holiday season? Or maybe you are the one that your family constantly complains that you are hard to buy for. Well, in this week's podcast episode, I'm going to play Tactical Elf and give you 12 really cool gift ideas for gun owners that will fit in a stocking or under the tree. Check this out.
Bullets were flying, your adrenaline surging. Would you hit your target? If the world as you know it crumbled tomorrow, collapsed into chaos, would you know how to survive? If you and those you loved were cornered by a gang, violently attacked, could you protect them? Could you protect them? Could you protect them? Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat. This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Hey there, welcome everyone. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. This is Jeff Anderson, editor for Modern Combat and Survival magazine and executive director of the New World Patriot Alliance with another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. And this week's podcast episode actually is a special tribute podcast episode because it comes as a special request from one of our longtime followers and awesome contributors to our podcast and our blog comments and everything. And he has been for now a couple of years, and that's Sam W. So any of you that go and comment on our blog and stuff, you've probably seen Sam's comments more than once. He's one of our first posters whenever we put out a new podcast episode or a new blog post. And the thing I like about Sam is that he always has amazing advice for everybody. He always contributes to the conversation with really, really good tips. And Sam recently sent me a letter. Yep, a letter. Like handwritten letter in the mail, which I thought was really cool. And he said, "And Jeff, I have a fun idea for a December show. What real or imaginary items would you want Santa to bring you and why?" And I thought this was a really great opportunity because I personally am really hard to buy for. I mean, if it's something tactical, if it's something I really want, I will typically just go out and buy it or save up for it. I mean, I don't really go to my family and say, here's what I want for my birthday or for Christmas or something like that. So I know my family always complains they don't know what to buy me. Well, that might actually, I don't think I'm the only one in that same predicament here. So you are probably also the hard to buy for. Gun owners are typically hard to buy for because you think what they really want is guns and ammo, right? Well, we could always use ammo, but guns get kind of expensive. So I have 12 really cool ideas. I went through my own Christmas list to see what I would put on my wish list and then also give you some ideas as well for things that you can buy people. So I'm going to kind of run through these really quick. But listen, you can get links to every single one of these items just by going over to our blog. All you have to do is go to www.mcsmagazine.com/172 for this episode 172. All right, so go on over there. You'll find links to every single one of these items so you don't have to go scrounging around the internet trying to find them. I'll give you direct links on over there, okay? All right, Sam, so here's my top 12 list, and I hope that everybody else out there will put down your list in our blog comments as well of things that you're looking for that you think will be really great for gun owners out there. All right? All right, let's go ahead and jump into these. So item number one are targets. Now, this is something that, look, you know, you're punching holes in these things, so obviously you need a steady supply of them if you're going to the range, right? So giving targets to a gun owner is always a safe bet. Now, the kind of target that you give them is really kind of, that's where the real magic comes in. So my recommendation is to give splatter burst targets. I say that because I don't see a lot of people at the range actually using splatter burst targets. And just to give you an example of what they are, basically it is it's a black target, typically. There's different kinds out there, but basically it's a target, but when it gets shot with a bullet, normally you have to like wait after you've fired every bullet out of your magazine and then bring the target back or walk down range and go see where your bullets actually hit, right? You see a lot of people doing that. With the splatter burst targets, it actually shows up as you're shooting. So there's a glow that like a fluorescent color behind it. So when the bullet goes through, it shows a fluorescent image right there. Now, why I like those is because it helps your brain kind of zero in on where the rounds are hitting, and it helps kind of keep you on track, on target as you're firing your weapon. So it's that instant feedback that both consciously and, more importantly, subconsciously helps you get more accurate with your firearm without you having to do anything else. Just that registry of where the bullets are landing is going to help you get more accurate. So I love Splatterburst targets. I'll give you a link in the show notes here on the blog to where you can find the ones that I use, and that'll be there as well. All right. Item number two is a tactical pen. Look, you can never have enough tactical pens. I keep one inside of my scram bag, which I take with me everywhere for my extra survival gear and stuff inside of it. It's my everyday carry bag sort of thing. I also keep one on my person. I just like to have it there with me. I keep one in the car just because I need a pen right away and I want to go scribbling away at something, so I have it there. But tactical pens are always a very safe bet. And they're just a really practical everyday carry tool for gun owners. All right. Okay. Item number three is silver. Now you can get silver relatively inexpensive. Again, this is one of those things like precious metals that are out there. People buy gold and silver as a hedge against, a financial collapse or things like that. I don't really do it necessarily for short-term survival scenarios. Nobody's going to go out there and just start bartering away, milk and tampons and silver and gold, right? So I don't see that happening. However, for long term, I do believe that just taking a little bit each month or every other month or whatever you want to do, investing in a little bit of silver and a little bit of gold, is a very practical thing that you can do just for a really solid savings that, if the paper dollar crashes, you've got some precious metal there. So it's just a really cool gift that nobody ever expects. Again, gold can get kind of expensive, but silver is relatively inexpensive. So it's just a good opportunity to kind of put something in a stocking that somebody isn't expecting, but it'll be really, really kind of a fun little surprise. Okay. Item number four is a cleaning kit for your firearm. So look, you certainly don't want to be caught in a parking lot or an ATM machine or in your home going to pull that trigger only to find out that the weapon isn't going to fire because of a dirty weapon. I mean, let's face it. It's not, that it takes a lot for a weapon to get that dirty. However, the magazines are usually where the malfunctions happen, right? So most people aren't even clean that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, look, for every gun owner, it's always good to have a really nice cleaning kit, to have an extra one that you can just throw inside of your range bag, have one maybe in your workshop or something that's already right there. So look, it's another one of those things where it's really nice to have out there. All right. Okay. Item number five is kind of goes along with the cleaning kit, and that's an AR-15 tool. So if you know somebody that has an AR-15, there's a really cool little clip-on gadget that you can use that you normally take to the range, and it's just good for everything from adjusting the sights to just minor things that you might have to do, just punching out the pins to be able to open up your firearm, things like that. It's just really handy to have there. Just have it on your range bag. It's really inexpensive, and it's a simple thing that you can add into a stocking. All right. All right. Item number six. I thought this was really cool. I found this from just kind of surfing around the internet, and it's chocolate bullets, and they come in this really cool little tactical case, but I know I always get chocolate in my stocking. I always have every single year, ever since I was a kid. My wife still puts chocolate in my stocking. And, even though I'm trying, I always try to watch my weight. It's just something about the holidays. It's just something about chocolate bullets, I guess, right? So I thought this was really cool. It's a neat little gadget I found. It's not a gadget, but it's a neat little gift idea that I found that was really good even for like coworkers that have firearms and you're looking for, something for them or whatever. It's not very a personal gift, but it's just a really cool gift. And I recommend, checking that. Go ahead. Go to mcsmagazine.com/172. You'll see links for all of these products on over there. All right. All right. Number seven is really super simple, and that's just a gift card. So a lot of times when you can't think about what to buy somebody, just getting them a gift card either for Amazon, which is my favorite, but even if it's something like a gift card for Cabela's or Bass Pro or something like that where, outdoors people and, gun owners love to go and just check out new guns or grab some ammo or whatever. then just having a gift card for that works really well. You could also go online for some of the online retailers for firearms like Cheaper Than Dirt. They offer gift cards and things like that as well. Not a lot of places do that, but that's one of the places that do. Okay, item number 8 is a gun cleaning mat. Kind of goes with the gun cleaning kit, right? There's all kinds of really cool gun cleaning mats out there that will help you, that will keep you from losing those little parts, because these are normally like little spongy. They're almost like the old, you know, the mouse pads that are out there. And this works really great just when you're cleaning, just to kind of keep everything all right there, from stop it from rolling all over the place, falling off the workbench. Now you're down there trying to fight it with a magnifying glass, right, and your bifocals. So a gun cleaning mat. What's cool about this is that you can always get something that has something really unique, like a new, like a really cool picture on it. One of the ones that I has the entire schematics for the AR-15, so it shows you where all those parts go. If a spring goes flying somewhere, then you can go ahead and look at that diagram and put it down there. But you can get things like American flag and stuff like that. There's just some really cool gun cleaning mats out there. All right, number 9 is a really cool thing for the range. This is another thing I found while just surfing around on the internet, and they're called shooting bottles. And basically what they are, you can use these at the live fire range, either outdoor range or an indoor range that will let you use these as well. You can hang them from a stand. They're basically, they look like beer bottles, so it's kind of like that old Western feel, right? Like you used to, Western days. You know, you always see them in the Western movies, the country Western movies, putting up the bottles up on the fence and then shooting the bottles off of there. Well, these are shaped like beer bottles, but they're also different colors. There's like blue and yellow and red and green and stuff. And so you can use these, one, because at the live fire range, because they're virtually indestructible. So they're made out of a certain sort of a resin that you can shoot it over and over and over and over again. So you can set this thing up on a fence if you are there, or you can hang it from a tree, because it comes with a cord that comes out the top of it as well, so that you can hang them off of tree limbs. If you do have a stand for it, you can just hang them off of the stand. They'll hang down from there. And the good thing about it being different colors is that you can use this as like a game. So you could have all the colors in a deck, and then you would have your training party. You could play, use it as basically a training game. So you could do this with your training partner, and you have all the different colors in a card deck, and then they just name them off, right? So they just pull the deck, green, and you have to fire until you hit the green one. Then it's red. So whatever it is, they'll call off the color. Then you guys see how fast you can each get all of the colors, and just kind of play a competition out of it and just make it more fun. You can also use this with dry fire for using airsoft inside the home. So you could use it in an indoor tactical range. We always tell people, make your own tactical range using airsoft in a garage or something like that. You can use it for that as well. So there's lots of different ways to use this. It's not very expensive at all. And again, you'll find a link over in the blog notes for this podcast episode. All right. Okay, item number 9 is a gun magnet. Now, a gun magnet can be used a lot of different ways. And essentially, it's just a really strong magnet that can be screwed into anywhere you want to put it. So, for example, you'll see some people that will have in their study or at their workplace or something like that, where they might have their gun underneath the desk where they sit, and this magnet can be screwed in underneath the desk, anywhere you want to put it. And the gun will just go ahead and magnetize right to that and just be there should you need it. I don't recommend that you just have a loaded gun underneath a desk somewhere if you have kids or anything like that around. Obviously, it's not a safe practice, right? This is just one way to use it. Another way that I've seen people use it is they put it inside of their vehicle. So if you don't know what to do with your firearm when you're in the vehicle and you don't want to keep it in your holster, you want to put it someplace else where it's faster to access, then some people will screw the magnet into basically that on the right side of the whatever that middle section is there, between your seat and the other person's seat, like down where your leg is, down close to where like maybe your knee would be in the car. Just go ahead and screw it right into the plastic there, and then when you get in the car, you can put your gun, just magnetize it right there. It's readily available for a carjacking or something like that. Okay. Okay, the next item number 11 is a sling. So I have several different kinds of slings. I don't know why I'm just such a sling nut, but I love slings. I'm always looking for new slings, new inventions for slings, but I love the old M1 sling that used to be used, just, you know, going back, you know, several wars now. But it's one of the best things out there. It's also one of the hardest things to find. You can find it oftentimes at gun shows, but even there, they're very rare. So it might be hard to find one of those. If you can, go ahead and grab it, because they're actually a really cool sling for use. And we use them in the Appleseed Project for working with kids and stuff like that. It's one of the things that we show them as being it's one of the ways that we show how a sling is so important for any sort of a long gun. But there are lots of different, like, 1-point slings, 2-point slings that you can use. There's adjustable ones. There's all kinds of different slings out there. And finding what the newest, latest, greatest one is out there is a really good opportunity for somebody that uses a rifle or a shotgun or something like that. Okay. All right. And finally, item number 12, I think, is just kind of a necessity. If you don't have this, it's probably the first thing I would tell you to go out and get. And those are dry fire training cards. A friend of mine, Ox, is a tactical trainer. He has a lot of amazing firearms courses that are out there. He's got some new ones that are coming out that I'll be telling you guys about here sometime soon. But he's the originator but he has a set of dry fire training cards out there. And I bought a couple of other, different dry fire training cards or range cards that I've seen. And I've never liked them until I got Ox's dry fire training cards. So yeah, this is a shameful plug. I guess it's shameful or whatever. Shameless plug for my friend Ox's, dry fire training cards, because they're just a necessity, because there's different skill sets on there that you can do right in your home using your own weapon without any bullets in it, that are just really fun to do. So for me, you know, anytime that you're training with your firearm, yeah, it's fun, but a lot of people just don't get back to doing it because they just get bored of it or, you know, whatever. They just don't end up going to the range. It's just, next weekend I'll go. They just keep procrastinating more and more. You don't have to go to the range to get in firearms training. In fact, I swear every single time that the best training you're going to get is in your own home. And these dry fire training cards they're like a deck of playing cards, but with these drills on them, they definitely will fit right in the stocking. They're a great gift. Go ahead and check out the link that's on the blog and go over and check them out now. All right. So that's my 12 days of Christmas sort of list for cool gift ideas for gun owners out there. But now I'd like to know from you, what would you put on your Christmas wish list as a gun owner? What do you want your family to know to get you? Or if you want to look at the way that Sam W. put it, is what are some imaginary things? What are some things that don't exist or you've never seen that you wish somebody would invent for firearms owners, either for training or for your everyday carry, for concealed carry or whatever? All right. I'd like to hear what that list is. Also, you can go on over to www.mcsmagazine.com/172 for this podcast episode and just go ahead and leave your comment in there about things that you would like to see on your own list. All right. And until our next Modern Combat and Survival broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
In Modern Combat and Survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.